Good morning, Orville. Today is 9th of September, and outside is partly cloudy with 27 degrees Celsius, with a sweet, soft breeze at 3 kilometers per hour from southwest, and humidity is on 80%. The forecast says it's gonna be partly cloudy sky with possibility of rain and thunderstorms later on. Temperature range should be between 25 to 35 degrees Celsius. On Sunday at Village Action at Irumbay Road at 10 a.m. will be a celebration of third year of the Surrender AA group with the talk about alcoholism. We spoke with Ingrid about it over the phone.
So can you now say in few sentences what the meeting is going to be about?
Yeah, it's a talk on alcoholism. There are coming people from the Oroville Surrender group. There are coming people from the rehab center in Chennai. There are coming people from the relative group, and say they are talking about what does it mean for them and for their families, what does it mean for influence, or for how to come out.
But anyhow, that is also the celebration for the Surrender AA group in Norville, yes?
Yes, it's the third birthday.
And how many?
Our group is running now 3 years.
How many people do attend regular meetings of AA?
It cannot be said, it's always open. Mm-hmm. It can be 3, it can be 13. It's always open. We are in the internet. There is an internet website from AA in India, and guests are looking for this and looking for a meeting.
So also the guests are participating in those meetings.
Many guests from all over the world. Sometimes we are 10 people from 10 nations. So many guests are coming. For them, it's really important to find a meeting here.
At the town hall, we have a new service, a special time for relaxation with 10 minutes massage on a chair. And we spoke with Joe, who is performing it on the spot.
Yes, I'm offering very spontaneously a service as an experience because I realize that in the town hall, people who are working there are working in an environment that can be quite stressful, a lot of passages there all day long, and the people who are working in front of a computer and interacting with people, all that, I believe that it's very strenuous to do that every day in your life in Orville, and this is why I decided to come here and try to find a small space with a chair and give 10-minute massage to everyone who is working in this town hall building, and give the opportunity for everyone to have a massage once a week. We started like this, and we will see how it goes on the level of the individual and the collective.
So daily, how many people are you willing to massage?
About 10 a day. 10 people a day, which means between 2 hours and a half per day. This is what I'm doing so far. It's working very well. It's my third day, and the list is full. The names are people can put their name on the entrance in the reception, and they have so that they have their time, their 10 minutes where they can spontaneously come to me and relax completely there. I'm doing that on the side where there is actually no passage of people, practically no passage of people, outside, close to a tree, in front of the Matrimandir, and not far away from the parking place, and people can see me.
Tonight at Cinema Paradiso Town Hall at 8 p.m., we can see a Spanish movie, Agora, made in Spain 2009, with director Alejandro Amenábar, and the movie is drama in Spanish with English subtitles. This film is based on the true story of Hypatia, one of the most extraordinary women of antiquity. She was a Greek philosopher living in Alexandria, Egypt, in the last days of the Roman Empire, circa 391 years before Christ, and her death is said to have marked the end of the Greco-Roman civilization and the beginning of the Middle Ages, so-called Dark Ages. The film showed the clash between rising Christianity, Egyptian nationalism, and the crumbling Roman Empire. On Saturday, 11th of September at the same place and time. There would be screening of a British movie, Looking for Eric, which was made in United Kingdom in 2009 by director Ken Loach. Tomorrow at 6 p.m. at Sri Aurobindo Auditorium at the Bharat Nivas will be held Aran Getram performance. Four young Aluvilian Bharat Natyam students, Aura Premi, Janani, Vidya and Swati, have been considered ready to perform by their guru, Felix Andanasamy. Aran Getram is performed after advanced learning. The accompaniment includes the singer, the mridanga player, the violin player, and the natmanga. The performers must show a lot of stamina and concentration, as they have to show their skill and perform the Aran Getram for about 2.5 to 3 hours, divided in two parts. Evergreen Forest needs you. Every Saturday morning from 8:30 to 12 a.m. in Evergreen, with the help of volunteers, they work together in the forest. With the main monsoon approaching, they are making a last push to prepare the land for this year's planting. Currently, they are focusing on clearing a new piece of land and mulching the biomass. If you feel like some hands-on, satisfying work, they are asking you to come along. In On Thoughts and Aphorism of Sri Aurobindo, we read, "Limit not sacrifice to the giving up earthly goods or the denial of some desires and yearnings, but let every thought and every work and every enjoyment be an offering to God within thee. Let thy steps walk in the Lord. Let thy sleep and walking be sacrificed to Krishna." Thank you for listening to us, and you can contact us on ourradio.org.